Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Segment 2 of this fine program on The Ticket is sponsored to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible size. Ladies and gentlemen, get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. So I went back and recounted. This is why I was not a math major. I talked about 10 special teams coaches, not 9. All right. Here's the thing. All we got to do is land somebody of that caliber, somebody like that. I think it's beyond realistic to get somebody like that. And then all of a sudden you got a potential. Okay. Let's say it's Sean Snyder, who to me would be a home run. All right. Hire special teams coordinator of the year twice. Mike Eckler, considered a top 5 special teams coordinator in the entire country right now. You get somebody like that. Or, I mean, I listed like 3 other guys that were considered top 15 defensive coordinators. All right. Get one of those guys. Dana Holgerson's easily one of the top 3 offensive coordinators in America. I'd say him, Chip Kelly, Gus Malzahn. All right. And after, I know what Ohio State's doing now. They've gotten mulligans that no college football team in history has ever gotten before. So if you take that out of the equation, that Michigan game was awful. And if this were a normal college football season, that would have been a wrap. So he got extra shots to show what he could do that other coordinators haven't. But to me, my point is, when you play the way you did against a few times this year, Nebraska played great versus Ohio State. But Ohio State, I don't know what they were doing half the time. All right. And then you look at what they did versus Michigan. And then you lost up at Oregon the first time. It's great that you got a second crack at it. That's awesome. Okay. Congratulations for you. And you look like the hottest team in the country. We can debate whether you're the best, because to me, the best is an entire body of work. It drives Jake nuts too. But we'll get into that either today or sometime this week. But my point is simply this. And Michigan's obviously better at the end of the year than they were at the beginning of the year. I also think Alabama was overrated. I'm alluding to the fact that they were clearly the better team in that bowl game versus Alabama. But my point is this. I think I give Holgerson the slight nod over Chip Kelly, and I give him the slight nod over Gus Malzahn. Gus Malzahn took Auburn to the national championship under Newton, and then I think it was a couple years later, they went to the national title game. I think it was 2013, and they lost to Florida State, Jameis Winston, in the national title game. But beyond that, he's kind of struggled as a relative whole. So he's a great offensive coordinator. I'm talking about as a head coach. My point is, we may have the best OC in the country, easily top 3. John Butler still got to prove himself. I like what I saw in the bowl game. My gut tells me what we saw in the bowl game is a lot of what we're going to see next year. We're going to see a lot of an attacking style defense, a lot of tackles for loss, a lot of sacks, and potential big plays given up as well. Boise State, that's what they did this year. They led the country in sacks. They were also 120th in big pass plays allowed. We could be something similar, especially with the athleticism, the explosiveness, the speed, and the youth that we're going to have on defense next year. Okay. But John Butler's experience and resume puts him in the conversation to potentially be one of the best D coordinators in America. He's got a lot more to prove, but I think he gets a little bit more slack than some other folks have gotten in the past. If we bring in a top five, top 10, top 15 special teams coordinator, we could argue we have, I mean, top five, top 10 trio of coordinators in the entire country. It just depends on who we bring in. Is that crazy talk? Is that offseason Kool-Aid too soon? I mean, what do you think on that, Jake?
Well, I think there's, like you said, just a lot to be proven on John Butler's side as far as a coordinator at this level. So I don't know if I'd put him quite up there, but you wouldn't have done that with Paul Pelini coming in necessarily. And then, you know, it didn't take long before. Mm-hmm. In fact, it took 1 year. Yep. You know, that 2003 defense was great. So we will see. But, you know, absolutely, it could turn around and become one of the best staffs pretty quickly.
I don't even think Pelini'd been a coordinator. He was the linebackers coach at Green Bay.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him, I was at a Nebraska basketball game, and he was sitting next to whoever it was in the stands, and they pointed him out to the fans. That was the first time I ever saw him before I ever actually met him as a redshirt freshman. So, yeah, I just remember linebackers coach from Green Bay, and that was really all I knew about him. And then he turned out to be Bo Pelini. All right, but let's talk a little bit of Nebraska basketball real quick. The Huskers. All right, 12-2 on the season. Hey, did you know they're tied for second in the Big Ten? Let's ignore the fact there's only been three Big Ten teams played. You know, let's ignore that. We're tied for second with five other teams in the Big Ten, but that's okay. Beat and take down UCLA, number 15 UCLA, another ranked win, second ranked win on the season. Second time in 2 years we've had a top 15 team come into Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we've gotten the win. All right, they take down the Bruins 66-58 on Saturday. They play Iowa. Maybe they can talk to LeVar Woods while they're there. Is it here or is it there?
No, it's there, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can have a little talk with LeVar Woods while we're there. Hey, come coach the special teams while we mollywop your basketball team. All right, Nebraska is going to take on Iowa tomorrow. They've won 20 in a row at home at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The men have. They have jumped 9 spots to 34th in the new NET rankings following their win over UCLA. And you told me during the break they're tied for 27th in the country rankings, like just AP rankings-wise?
Yeah, just outside the top 25, and the others receiving votes there, would be 27th.
Who are they tied with?
Let me double check. I got rid of that now.
Okay, while you look up that, that's all right. We'll go to the women's basketball side. The Lady Huskers are 11-4 on the season. All right. Had a convincing win over Penn State this past weekend, 72-61. I'm curious to see if both these teams, I feel really good that the men are going to make the tournament. The question is, can we get our, you know, first ever NCAA basketball tournament win on the men's side? What are your thoughts on the ladies, though, Jake? What do you think their odds are of getting back to the NCAA tournament? They've already won a tournament game or two in the past, but what are your thoughts on their chances to get back to the tourney?
Well, they've had to fight through some injuries again. It seems like it's kind of frustrating that it keeps happening, but you know, with what they've got, Murkowski, Britt Prince, I mean, I still think that's an NCAA tournament team. We should hold them, to that level of expectation. I think they'll do it.
All right. I agree with you. I think they're going to be a bubble team, and they're going to have to earn their way in a little bit extra. All right. Final thought on the bowl game. Somebody sent me this, and I did admit it was funny. Okay. So you got to keep in mind Boston College is kind of known for being a hockey school.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So I just watched a volleyball school play a football game against a hockey school in a baseball stadium. Let's win some more football games and shut those kind of people up. In the meantime, I did find that to be minorly humorous. All right, a little bit of college football talk. And this is something that sticks out to me because I'm tired of the jumping. Like when Brian Kelly left Notre Dame to go to LSU and Lincoln Riley, by the way, neither one of these guys are sitting on a, like in a valley full of gold and on a bed full of roses at their new homes right now, I might add. But when Brian Kelly left Notre Dame to go to LSU because you can't beat the SEC teams in Notre Dame, Notre Dame just beat the SEC champs, Georgia, by the way. All right. And then Lincoln Riley up and goes from Oklahoma to USC. By the way, USC just lost Miller Moss, lost their top 2 wide receivers, lost their starting quarterback, starting tight end. And there are USC fans that are legit like in a borderline panic right now after finishing 7-6. Now, I will say this. The USC had a losing record in the Big Ten Conference, but they're 2-0 versus SEC teams this year. They beat LSU. Who they beat in the bowl game? It was another...
A&M, was it?
A&M. Beat A&M. So 2-0, like a below 500 Big Ten team is 2-0 versus SEC teams. Just want to point that out. But Marcus Freeman has led the Irish through to a 32-8 record. Brian Kelly's 29-11 at LSU. And I predicted that... Oh, I actually texted you this, so you can verify this for me. I predicted, because I went through the 12-team college football playoff as it is right now, and then I described how I would change it. Now, I would change a lot of things about the playoff, but I said if I were to keep it to 12 teams, for simplicity's sake, how I would change it. Both times I went through and I predicted who would be in the national title game. And in both scenarios, I had different teams winning in different scenarios, but the last 2 teams standing, I had Notre Dame and Ohio State. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I remember you looking at me like I was crazy. And you were like, I just couldn't imagine Ryan Day winning a national title.
That's right.
And I've said this since last summer. I've said Alabama, if you look at the talent composite rankings, is the most talented team in the country. They got a ton of true freshmen, especially in their secondary. If you combine talent with experience, Ohio State has the best roster in America. It was just, are they going to put it together? And when were they going to do that? If they were going to do that. They're the hottest team in the country right now. They are the odds-on favorite to win the national title. Notre Dame, as much as I mocked them all year for that Northern Illinois loss, I said before the playoff, I said if they beat Indiana, who I also said didn't deserve to be in the playoff. Do you remember that? I was like, yeah, it's great you got one loss because there shouldn't be 12 teams. If you got 12 teams, they have to be in. I don't think there should be 12 teams. So they shouldn't have been in. It's great you got one loss, but you only played one good team all year and you lost by 25. That's exactly what I said on this. Do you recall that?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you got a 12-team playoff, they have to be in. My issue isn't that they're in the 12-team playoff, is that there's too many teams in the playoff. That's my issue. And let's get rid of the byes. You can kind of see where I'm heading a little bit with this, probably down to something like 8 or so. But the ESPN SEC network is not going to take money out of their own pockets. They're just not going to do that. So what's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, buys are a problem. We should add more games. It's because we want to make more money, even though they won't add that last part in. But my point is, I was always like, man, I actually think Notre Dame's playing some really good football. And then they beat Indiana the way they did. By the way, they beat Indiana by less than they beat Georgia. They beat Indiana by 10. They beat Georgia by 13. Just going to point that out for all those who thought Indiana shouldn't have been in the 12-team playoff. To be clear, I think they should be in the 12-team playoff. I just don't think there should be 12 teams in. I was like, I'll never bring up the Northern Illinois game again. I know I brought it up, but never in a negative context. Because I was being recruited by Oregon State coming out of high school. And this was when Oregon State was a part of an actual conference. And this was when they were coming off their 2001 season. They finished number 4 in the country. Their only loss was by 3 points on the road at a top 3 Washington Huskies team led by Rick Neuheisel, Marcus Tuiasosopo, who beat Drew Brees and Purdue in the Rose Bowl game. If you remember all that, they actually beat Miami, who only had one loss that year. Okay, Ken Dorsey, I should say, was the quarterback. But that Oregon State team had TJ Husmanzada, Chad Ochocinco, Ken Simonton was the running back, the best running back in the Pac-10 conference that year. And Jonathan Smith, the Michigan State head coach, was the quarterback. And they curb stomped Notre Dame, a top 10 Notre Dame team that year, 41-9 in the Fiesta Bowl. My point is, they only had one loss that year, and they were easily one of the best five teams in the country. The reason I bring them up, their second game of the year, they beat Eastern Washington, 17-14. And they really got outplayed that game, should have lost. And so there's other examples of this, but this is the most distinct one that popped into my head immediately when I was like, I'm going to let the Northern Illinois thing go to rest, because that Oregon State team was for real. Like, I think had there been a four-team playoff, they would have been in it. They would have made some noise, but they never got the chance. So my point is, that's what kind of helped me put the Northern Illinois game to bed and say, hey, Notre Dame, I actually think is pretty good. So that's why I predicted Notre Dame versus Ohio State. The other thing that I predicted before the season, and I was wrong on, I said it's going to come down to a three-loss SEC or a three-loss Big Ten team. And I was wrong on two parts for the final slot or two in the 12-team playoff. I said it's going to come down to either three-loss Big Ten or three-loss SEC team and a one-loss Big 12 or ACC team. And I said the Big Ten or SEC team is going to get in. So I was wrong on two counts. SMU had two losses, not one. And the ACC team still got in, which I'm happy for. Even though they got killed, we saw what Alabama and also South Carolina would have done. All right. And, you know, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, I mean, you could run up the score on Duke, but Duke had a quarterback starting his first game ever, and we're not talking basketball here, so it just doesn't mean the same thing. With all due respect to Duke, they're much improved in their football program from when I was growing up, but we're still not talking basketball here, so it doesn't mean the same thing. So I guess my point is, I was also wrong on, I thought a three-loss Big Ten or SEC team would get in over an ACC Big 12 team, and I thought it'd be over a one-loss ACC or Big 12 team. But instead, it was a two-loss SMU ACC team that ended up getting in. You got any final thoughts on a little bit of that college football conversation, the SEC bias, and just how crazy it is? You know, we got three clips. We may play that in the final segment and talk a little bit more about the SEC bias and save the NFL talk a little bit for tomorrow. What do you think, Jake?
That sounds good to me.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.